Glory to Jesus Christ. When I was a young boy, maybe about 6 years old, I used to love this feast, and I still love it. I did not like the long prayers because I wanted to get to the cool stuff. And the cool stuff is by seeing my father dunking the triple branch in the water. Sometimes he had to break a very thin sheet of ice because the church was so cold. But when he dunked the candle into the water, it was beautiful, magical. You could hear a weird sound. You could smell the candle. And then you could see a lot of floating wax on top of the surface of the water. Coolest thing ever. 19 years later, I'm at the seminary, and one of the priests dips the candle into the water, and my first thought is, cool. And then in 4 years later, I'll be able to do the same thing as he does. Of course, it is not just about the action that I have experienced as a kid. But over the years, it became a new experience, an experience that deepens and challenges my daily life. This experience is the obedience that I have promised at the beginning of my baptism. So what happens during baptism that connects me to this obedience, this promise that I must keep until I die? Well, during baptism, the priest anoints the child before the immersion into the water, and then the priest anoints these areas. He anoints forehead, and he says, "The mind may be open to the understanding and acceptance of the mysteries of the faith of Christ, and to the knowledge of his truth, now and never and forever." Not the gossips or propaganda, but his very word, which is the gospel. He anoints the breasts, and he says, "For the healing of soul and body, that he may love the Lord God with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his mind, and that he may love his neighbor as himself." We promise that over our short journey on this earth, we will mend the things that sin has destroyed. And not just mend, but reject the sin that causes us to fall. Then he anoints the ears, that he may be ready to listen to the teaching of faith and accept the words of the divine gospel. How many of us just today listened to a talk show that was just a plain gossip, or songs that are just trash, garbage? St. Nicodemus writes that even the beautiful sound of a bird can be damaging for our union with Christ. It's God or nothing. Then the priest anoints the shoulders, and he says that he willingly take upon the easy yoke of Christ and gladly carry his light burden. There was a monk who begged God to lighten up his burden. And after a while, God got fed up, so he sent his angel to him. And the angel said, "Come with me. Come with me to the room full of crosses. And you can pick whatever cross you can. You can have whatever cross you want." So the monk went into that room and he started to pick. And then after a while, he found a little tiny cross on the wall. And he said to the angel, I want that one. And the angel said, you can't have that one. Pick another. And the monk got really angry because he said, you told me that I can't have any cross on this wall. In this room, actually. And the angels turned to him and he said, I can't give you that cross because that is your cross. Easy yoke of Christ. The light burden. From that time, monk never complained, but was always grateful for the gift and the burden that he received. Then the priest anoints hands, and he says that he innocently raises his hands to heaven and to the right things at all times, and bless the Lord. We are asked to give thanks, to cross ourselves every time we know that we have been blessed or that something good has happened or bad has happened to us. Then the priest finally anoints the feet of the child and he says that he may walk in the path of the commandments of Christ, that we choose the way of Christ, that we turn away from every evil thing. And that if we fall away from that narrow and sorrowful path that leads to Christ because we have sinned, that we must run back and repent and start again, be reborn. In the Orchid's prologue for today's feast, we read, when John immersed and baptized the Lord in the Jordan, the mission of Christ in the world and the path of our salvation were shown. That is to say, the Lord took upon himself the sins of mankind and died under them by immersion and rose again by coming out of the water. And we, the faithful, must die to the old sinful selves and rise again as cleansed, renewed, and regenerated. Christ's baptism foreshadows his death on the cross. But it also foreshadows our tomorrow and the day after and so on. Every day we get to have a chance to be born again and to choose Christ. If you do not choose to be born again, to be born in Christ, then it will be impossible for us to see the kingdom of God. It takes hard work to be a Christian. And if we think that everything will come at our command, then we are just useless dreamers. Let us start following our promises that we have given at the baptism. And as Saint Philaret says, work out your salvation, but do not think it will be worked by itself. Glory to Jesus Christ. Glory to you.